On the other hand, this cost money, and it became increasingly difficult during his reign for Manuel to maintain that image as he faced successive problems. And the Second Crusade, which came so early in his career, helped complicate his two main problems, which I now turn to discuss. The first one being the Normans in Sicily, and through them, the whole problem of Western European courts and princes, as opposed to Western European individuals, many of whom were serving at the Byzantine court. Well, when the Second Crusade was preached, the then king of the two Sicilies, that is southern Italy and Sicily, was Roger II, who had been crowned king in 1130 by a very reluctant pope, and who had taken the administrative apparatus of Byzantine and Arab Sicily and imposed it on southern Italy. And I mentioned, I believe, in some lectures back, that Norman Sicily, and when I say Norman Sicily, that refers to the southern, about 30% of the peninsula, the regions of Apulia, Calabria today, along the Bay of Naples, that area was perhaps the ideal medieval kingdom. It was rich enough, diverse enough, large enough population that it could sustain a really powerful state. It was located on all the strategic trade routes and military routes in the Mediterranean. And also it was small enough, compact enough, that the king could exploit it. And the history from Roger II down to his ultimate successor, the Emperor Frederick II, was imposing this more serious administration over the Norman kingdom so the king could get at its resources. Roger could launch great fleets. Roger had the revenues to hire soldiers and mercenaries. And above all, Roger fell heir to this Norman notion that a Norman king should rule in Constantinople, a notion that was transmitted to his descendants, particularly the Emperor Frederick II, the great Crusader emperor. In 1147, as the army of Louis VII marched east, Roger thought his idea of supporting the Second Crusade would be to launch his Italian fleets into the eastern Mediterranean, but his objective was not so much Muslim ports. There weren't any Muslim ports except Alexandria, but rather to attack Byzantine ports. In 1147, late in the year, the Norman fleet captured the island of Corfu off the coast of western Greece, used it as a base to raid into the Aegean. They attacked a number of Greek cities and islands. One of their main purposes was to gain captives, especially weavers in the silk industry. Thebes, Corinth, silk manufacturing centers. The specialists were taken back to Italy, and there Roger set up his own industries. Southern Italy had plenty of silk. It was produced there, but they needed the specialists to turn it into garments and the fancy items that could be sold in Western Europe. This naval war continued to rage even after the Second Crusade. Manuel was frustrated. He saw Louis VII in part as an ally of Roger passing through his domains. This is one of the reasons there were such poor relationships between the French army and Manuel outside of Constantinople. And in the tent of Louis, as I mentioned, there was a serious discussion about attacking Constantinople herself. Only the king's sense of piety and fair play intervened and prevented that to happen. It is significant that many of the nobles who participated in that conversation were the fathers, in one case the grandfather, of those very same of the later men who came to sack Constantinople in 1204. That is, the notion of taking the imperial city was not only well known, it was certainly well known in the very circles of the high nobility who could carry out such an operation.